Back when Laura Rollins first used food stamps for her family, more than two decades ago, it was uncomfortable sometimes at the grocery store.
When we used to have those book of food stamps, you know, that was, to me, was embarrassing because that was telling everybody that was around me, to letting them know that, oh, she poor.
Rollins is almost 64 years old and lives in Fort Lauderdale. Her three boys are grown. She works part-time at McDonald's and takes care of her great-grandbabies a couple days a week. She's needed on and off help buying food over the years. At the moment, she qualifies to get $16 a month from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. It's not much, but it helps. And now, her benefits automatically get loaded up on a special SNAP credit card called an EBT card, no book of stamps.
Right now, I swipe my card like, you know, like it ain't nothing, because it's like a really cool credit card, you know?
That card, and where Rollins and other Floridians can swipe it, is at the heart of a bill making its way through the legislature.
House Bill 103, Transactions in Fresh Produce Markets.
House Bill 103 and its companion, Senate Bill 284. The proposed legislation outlines how produce sellers at places like farmers markets and flea markets could swipe the SNAP cards. And it says a vendor could volunteer to run that card system on behalf of other farm stands at the market. One of the bill's sponsors, Jacksonville Representative Reggie Fullwood, explained it to the House Health and Human Services Committee in January.
Currently, only about 21% of farmers markets accept EBT benefits. So we look at this as really a way to encourage folks who receive those assistance from the state and federal government to eat healthier and utilize our farmers markets.
This is the third year it's been proposed, and this is the farthest it's ever gotten.
Bobby, can we please call the roll on House Bill 103?
Chair Broder?
Yes.
Representative Avila?
The bill made it through the committee with unanimous support.
Burton?
This bill has gotten unanimous support every time it's come up for a vote.
Cruz?
This year it's already passed in the House, and it's
Cummings?
Making its way through the Senate.
The bill passes, Mr. Chair.
Great, thank you. Please show House Bill 103 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Our mushrooms are from Signature Farms. Oyster mushrooms.
On Saturdays, Carl Templer runs the Urban Oasis Farm Stand at Tropical Park in Miami. His table is loaded up with turnips and cilantro and broccoli. People who use SNAP can shop here, but without the EBT system, Templer has to go through a lot of steps to get reimbursed.
Record everything on paper, submit everything again on paper, then turn it into an email, then turn it into the state.
About a third of his customers use SNAP, which is part of why Urban Oasis has started using the EBT swipe system at some of its other locations.
Speeds it up. It speeds it up. And also, it makes it more comfortable for the customer not to have to say, well, I'm food stamp customer.
Urban Oasis is already doing what House Bill 103 proposes. It's already legal. Now, it requires a machine to swipe the cards and reliable internet access, and the vendors have to apply to be part of the SNAP program, which can be a lot for a small operation. Still, supporters of the bill, like Representative Reggie Fullwood, say this is a first step to encourage more markets to use SNAP cards.
It may not make a tremendous difference.
Yet. It may not make a difference yet.
If we can get new farmers markets popping up to meet the demand, I mean, that would be awesome. So I hope 5 to 10 years from now, we look at a bill like this and say, wow, because of this bill and bills like it, we have a healthier public.
Laura Rollins likes the idea of being able to swipe her SNAP card in more places.
Yes, it would change a lot of the way I would shop, because then I could run to the swap shop.
That's the giant flea market not too far from her home in Fort Lauderdale. She'd rather not need SNAP at all, though.
And it's not only just me. It's a lot of people that don't want to rely on this stuff. We'd rather be providing for our families on our own, you know, being responsible.
She wishes lawmakers would pay more consideration to a tougher political fight, raising the minimum wage. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.